Attorneys, attorneys, attorneys. That's what this whole week has been all about. And that means this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are being hosted by O'Brien and Levine, Court Reporting Solutions. And it also means that I'm being protected by Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing as my co-host all week long. Hi, Mark.
Jeff, great being with you. A lot of fun talking the best and brightest attorneys. And it's the playoffs.
If you're going to be talking to attorneys, I can only think of three great cities to be in: New York, Boston, or Tel Aviv. All those three cities, they're just loaded with attorneys, and I'm not going to New York, and I'm not going to Tel Aviv, because I'm with the best of the best with you here today.
Flattery will right back at you. Flattery will get you everywhere, though.
And our next guest, who might be one of the humble attorneys, Bob Gilman from Prince LaBelle. Good firm.
Very good firm. Yeah, happy to be there. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks
today.
For coming on.
Great.
And sorry to lower your expectations here and lower the bar on the great attorneys.
Well, I don't know about the interview, but we had a lot of fun with you off air. So let's see if we can carry that forward. Tell us about your practice, Bob.
Sure. I'm generally a business litigator. I've been doing that for about 17 years, but primarily focus on patent litigation. I've been doing that since I joined an IP boutique back in 2000, and it's been such a busy practice area that I've been lucky enough to do it ever since and stay busy with it.
Bob, you know what's interesting about your background, which is obviously how your career has progressed, is you started out working for a very big firm.
Yes.
Sort of learned the dynamics, maybe being educated how things are done. Then you move more entrepreneurially. But what's interesting is now being in IP litigation, that's really cutting edge. I notice there's just a lot going on in that space now.
Yeah, there is. Through my career, I've been lucky enough to see, I think, a couple of different transformations mutations maybe lately of patent litigation. When I started, I was at a small IP boutique and just there for a year, and that's where a lot of the patent litigation happened. And then I think people started realizing those were bet the company cases. People were willing to pay top dollar for them.
Right.
And so the big general practice firms started looking at it and bringing in and wanting to do it. And they started bringing in groups. And that's how I ended up at Mintz Levin a year after starting doing some patent work back in 2001. They wanted to bring in our patent litigation group. And then it just boomed from there. The 2000s or the aughts or whatever you call the first decade. We're insanely busy for patent litigation. I think over the last 7-8 years, you've seen it contract a little bit in the name of patent reform.
Right.
Kind of in the name of killing the trolls, to not use the nice term for it. And I've represented non-practicing entities and patent assertion entities, so I don't mean anything by it.
Right.
Killing the trolls. What does that mean?
Yeah. So as people.
Sorry, I'm listening to you.
Yeah. Right. No. Exactly. Right. You kind of picked up on the word. It's a pejorative term. I think I can say it, just like I can, make fun of my hometown because I'm from there, and I've represented trolls, for lack of a better term. What that is they were also called non-practicing entities or patent assertion entities. And as people realized how much money was in the patent game and technology, and as intellectual property itself has evolved and blown out as we become much more of a technology economy, people realized there was a lot of money in licensing patents. So companies started, and this is back in the early 2000s, and even before that, aggregating patents and then going out, and they weren't necessarily the inventors, and most of these companies didn't actually make any products.
Right.
So what they would do was go out and license the patents. If they couldn't license on friendly terms, they would go to, contingency fee attorneys or go to law firms and go sue. There was a tremendous proliferation of that practice throughout the decade. And then the back half of the decade, there was a lot of pushback, particularly from a lot of the high tech companies like an Apple or Microsoft,
right,
or Samsung that gets sued 9 trillion times in the Eastern District of Texas.
Right.
They started pushing for both reform in the case law and statutory reform. I would think it's gone too far, but,
Right.
And there certainly were some bad actors out there.
Well, the idea was that you're not going to be able to have entrepreneurial creations and new technology developed if you're going to have some of these, some litigation, which could be on different partial areas, correct?
Right, and so I think that would hurt, and there's a genuine concern from startups that if you're trying to monetize a new technology or have an innovative new company,
right,
and you're still working out VC money and seed money, you don't want to be spent, and patent cases are super expensive. So
right.
Some, and again, I said that there certainly were some bad actors out there would file these cases and settle them for nuisance value below what the, you know, the cost of the case. I think it's killed an ant with a sledgehammer a little bit. You know,
right.
It's almost gone too far, and now it's become prohibitive for a lot of small companies to file a patent case. And there's certainly nothing wrong with licensing either. If you have
right.
a genuinely valid patent that reads on a technology, it's a property right. You should be
correct.
Able to go enforce it, in my view. So I think it's a little bit too bad.
But it does cost money to enforce it. And so you got to be careful who you're fighting.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, so that's the tension, right? You go
you
after an
Apple.
You don't
want to fight Donald Trump, historically, just to bring his name into it.
Yes.
Because he was a better because even if he was wrong, he had the resources to fight you.
Yes, and a lot of the big companies started doing that. I think to their credit is that if they thought a patent wasn't valid, they wouldn't settle for the nuisance value, and they would go take the thing to the mat. And fight you all the way and say, all right, you know, put your money where your mouth is and we'll take you to trial.
So you have this expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you pick Prince LaBelle? Why does that give you a competitive advantage in doing this work? Can I ask you that?
Sure. I mean, it's been an evolution. So after Mintz, I did a couple, and we can talk about that after if you want. Did
a
couple of my own firms.
You left a big firm.
Left a big firm for a whole host of reasons, and I love Mintz Levin. I have nothing against Mintz Levin. But Prince LaBelle became attractive to me as I was wrapping up my last boutique firm. I did
right.
two iterations of it, kind of somewhat similar, a lot of the same people. But after I left my last boutique, I wanted to go back to a larger platform. Prince LaBelle has an excellent group of litigators, the real good corporate, you know, a strong corporate section. They do a lot of First Amendment law, media law, and they do a lot of soft IP. One thing they didn't have, and it was exciting for me, was to build a group. They didn't really have a patent litigation practice. They didn't really have a patent practice.
What I was going to say, what I find interesting about you is, which is very different from a lot of attorneys that I know that are involved in IP, you're also an advisor in intellectual property. So you don't necessarily get involved in the litigation all the time, although that's a big specialty of yours. But, you know, you represent, you know, startups, technology companies, and you help them with their IP.
Yeah, and so that's a great question. And it's kind of why I left even Mintz Levin. I do like working with smaller companies and working with emerging companies. I think that's exciting.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really means something to them.
A lot going on.
Yeah. The last patent case I was working on when I left Mintz and took with me when I started my own firm was for a small company that was, you know, struggling with the rates a little bit. But they were being sued by another company that was basically trying to litigate them out of existence. So it meant the world to this. You know, this patent case was the company. If we didn't win, it was over for them.
Right.
And so when we did win, we got, you know, won on summary judgment, got it affirmed at the Federal Circuit. And it wasn't just a, hey, good job phone call from an assistant general counsel that was some line on their, you know, on their budget. We went out to a bar and half the company was there. We walked in, it was like a standing ovation. Like, it meant something.
That's great.
They got sold and everything worked out for everybody. So you really feel like you're
just like going to the office, right? You get standing ovations.
Exactly right. I don't get it at home.
I was just going to say that. Not at home. I know. I think the dogs help with that.
Well, the dogs give you a standing ovation.
Right. That's what they help with.
Right.
The kids and wife don't.
Dad's here.
Right. Oh, boy. Dad, yeah. That's why you have to have dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Somebody's got to love you when you're walking in the door.
That's right. But that's very cool about, you know, and again, it shows that there's a collaboration, that you work very closely with your clients, you know?
Yes. And for the same reason, that's why going to Prince LaBelle and helping to build a patent group. And since I've been there, Jim Foster, who was at Hayes Messina, and Joe Messina and I went together. We were both at Mintz Levin, and we've been together for a long time. Both came to Prince LaBelle. Jim Foster, who used to be managing partner at Wolf Greenfield, came over. So we've got a lot of patent litigation experience.
Excellent.
That's a heavy bench.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
To go from 0 to 60, and then recently just brought over a life science patent prosecutor. So we're starting to build a patent prosecution side of it. And the way I like to describe the difference is the patent prosecutors are the smart guys. They're the guys that actually write the patents and have to know the technology inside and out. So it's building there, and the firm's been terrific in supporting our efforts.
That's great.
And I don't know, there's a firm in the city, you know, there's a lot of firms in the city with good litigators and really good lawyers and a good corporate section and a good real estate section like Prince LaBelle has. But I think what attracted us the most to Prince LaBelle was the good lawyers, and you marry that with the culture. You know, strong leadership. You know, Walter Prince is about as fine a guy as there is
in, the, great guy.
In the Boston bar. Craig Tataronis is a super leader for the firm. And then, you know, they have a strong diversity culture. They do they win pro bono awards. They do all the things you like to see from a law firm.
It sounds nice.
Yeah, yeah. The people there are really nice. Quality people.
So. Sure, it's a law firm.
No, that's sorry. What I tell people. I say it's super nice for a law firm. Don't start comparing it to like people out there in the world. You know?
And what's also great is the way you've integrated the prosecution and the litigation, because that's going to help in really starting with clients from beginning to end.
Yes, you can know? Become a full service law right. firm for an emerging company. And that's where we want to be, especially in this city.
Bob, if right. someone wants to find you at Prince LaBelle, how would they do that?
Well, they can go to the website. You know, give me a call.
You have to see your phone number. It makes Mark Z happy.
Oh, you want me to do a phone
PrincelLaBelle.com.
Number?
PrincelLaBelle.com.
No, that's for Mark Z.
PrincelLaBelle.com or Gilman at PrincelLaBelle.com is my email, and my phone number is 617-456-8017.
Well, that was Bob Gilman from Prince LaBelle. We're going to have him on again because we like talking about patents.
Do you?
Yeah, actually we do, because Mark Z and I are involved with a company where patents are critical to us.
Okay, great.
So, and patent protection, I'm sure, will be critical to us. But great having you on the air. And yes, my co-host is Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. You can find Mark on LinkedIn as well. And you can find me on LinkedIn also. My name is Jeffrey Davis from Mage. And I want to thank our hosts again, O'Brien and Levine, Court Reporting Solutions, doing a great job of loading up the deck this week. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.